Now I'm looking for something very important on my computer, which is my personality. As Peter Bolger said, that computer of yours, is that your personality? Meaning all the little clips that I play? Yes, Peter, it's my personality. But at least I have a personality, which most talk show hosts do not have. Because what are they doing? They're complaining about the Democrats. Let's complain about the Democrats. Oh my gosh, can't we do better? Can't we do better, ladies and gentlemen? They're all worried about the fact that the new Tesla and some other cars, some Fords, are not going to have AM radio. They're all worried about this. And, you know, and the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, which is a lobbying organization, is all up in arms because, you know, AM is great for emergencies. And I'm like, AM's great for emergencies? Is that our marketing plan? When you think death, tune to AM? Is that the marketing plan? Sounds like such a bad, horrible, wretched plan. Really? Oh, my gosh. And the fact is that it's not, it has nothing to do with the AM band. Nothing. It has to do with what is on the AM band, most of which is horrible. This station, really good. But most AM stations are horrible, and that's why I'm going to share a radio fact with you. And that's why in most cities, in the top 25 station ratings, there may be one AM station. And therefore, I would urge my radio friends, that's you, you're my radio friend, even though you're a complete misfit. Now, all people in radio are misfits. Horrible. It's just a horrible group of people who wear Sansabelt pants, and their lunch is hanging over those pants. They don't know how to buy clothes, and they don't know any girls. Even the women don't know any girls. That's the radio industry. The fact is, if AM was compelling, if there was dynamic, wonderful shows on all day like this one, there wouldn't be any issue. There wouldn't be any issue. But you look at the ratings, and of the top 25, 50 stations in any given city, there may be one AM listed, like KMOX in St. Louis. Listen, congratulations to the St. Louis City Soccer Club and St. Louis Cardinals on a big win this weekend. The Cardinals and the St. Louis City Soccer Club had huge wins this weekend, and I congratulate you. It is such an honor to be part of the St. Louis community on KMOX. It only raises one issue, which is, why the heck aren't I on every day? Now, the other thing is, I know you've torn yourself away to do your taxes, but you've also torn yourself away because you were at Coachella. Coachella, major music, society, you know, something. But Coachella isn't what you think. Coachella isn't some drug-fueled, overheated, wacky bunch of teens. No, Coachella is an amazingly professional entertainment venue. The stages at Coachella are beautiful. The acts are major league. And because of that, I feel the need to have a live reporter there, Vilo Hul. Vilo Hul is at Coachella. I'm repeating his name several times because I need to make sure he's actually going to come in. Vilo, welcome.
I'm Vilo Hul, live to tape at Coachella. It's my favorite festival. Rarely do I get to bond with so many people who I absolutely do not know. But I bet they're either strippers or Walmart shoppers. Or both. My people. So here's a celebrity I've never heard of, but she seems kind of angry. Please come within the sound of my voice. Why are you so angry?
Do you understand, like, how it has affected me emotionally, knowing that you guys have kept this secret from me for years?
I hate Tom Sandoval for what he did.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea who these people are. But I guess she's Ariana Maddox. Guess she missed the markdowns at Walmart this week. I'm Vilo Hul at Coachella, which rhymes with hella.
Thank you. I didn't mean
Sterling
to interrupt
at night.
I definitely don't mean to keep interrupting you, Vilo, but I appreciate the report. There is no other radio show on this station that has a live reporter in Coachella. At Coachella. What is the proper whatever? What is it at or in or around Coachella? What? What'd you say? at Coachella. Thank you. Finally, support. what is it? Is it Sean Speaks or Sean Talks? All right. Now, Sean Talks is the podcast that you want to download to take on your way to work tomorrow, Monday morning. Sean Talks podcast. Download this and listen to it, because Sean is like a really smart street guy who has a daughter he's raising himself, I think, and she's happy, and Sean is happy. But you want to hear what he has to say, because usually podcasts are horrible. Usually a podcast sounds like this. All right, now we're going to consider some of these factors that we hadn't reviewed before, things that are going on right now in Amsterdam, because that is the hub of intellectuality, Amsterdam. Oh, my God. Let me tell you a bit of a secret about public radio, the biggest waste of money in the world. You ready for this? Public radio, NPR, has a programming budget of over $50 million. And it has a news budget, which is separate, of over $50 million. And if you go to Washington, D.C., and you want to visit the NPR headquarters, you are not allowed anything resembling a camera, an iPhone, an Android phone. Who would want an Android phone? What a loser you are. Because their equipment is top of the line. It is Rolls-Royce equipment there, and they don't want to see that a nonprofit, they don't want you to see that a nonprofit has the best equipment of any radio company in America. No one's supposed to see that. And then I'm like, you know, how could anybody listen to something this slow? How could anybody listen to that? And I asked a friend of mine who is a news anchor on public radio in a very big city. I said to her, why do you all talk like this? And she said, we are told to. I said, why? Why? Because management actually thinks that listeners are that stupid and that they have to be spoken to very slowly. As a result, there's a fascinating fact about public radio's audience. And the fascinating fact about public radio's audience is this. They're divided into two groups, really old smart people, really old, well-educated smart people who right now are sleeping in tweed. They go to bed in tweed and pipes, and that's just the women. But the other part of their audience are people for whom English is a second language. And I congratulate you. You came to our country legally. You're part of the American culture. You're learning English. But right now, your primary language is a different language. Okay, great. They listen to public radio. Why? Because it's so slow. It's so slow. All right, when you call in tonight at 888-688-WALT, I'm going to ask you to identify these songs. Oh, that's a bed for me to speak. 888-688. I was listening. I'm like, what song is that? I don't know that song. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. There's this horrendous story about the six-year-old kid who went to school with a gun from mommy and daddy and killed the teacher. And this week, the parent was thrown in jail. The parent of the six-year-old kid was thrown in jail for being negligent, a bad parent, and the parent was held responsible for the actions of the six-year-old. And to me, that sets up a horrible precedent, a terrible precedent. I don't care. That parent had that kid, had that gun hidden and locked up, and the kid being a kid, and it's why I don't have guns in the house, because the kid will find the gun. But no way in hell do I believe that any parent should be held responsible for the actions of their kid. No way. It will lead to a series of horrible, horrible convictions. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258.
Sterling, on Sunday, inspired by the words of Liza Schlesinger.
Gentlemen, let's say you get a girl to go home with you, all right? Let's say you get a girl to go back to your apartment by the grace of God.
They're called youpers. Youpers. They are people who are from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's really more North Wisconsin, but, you know, hey, who's saying? All right, Escanaba, which is one of the fine towns of that area, they have a Walmart. And a gentleman was, shall we say, coveting the wonderful jewelry collection you can only get at a Walmart. He just shows up and starts whacking the jewelry case with a hammer. A hammer that he actually grabbed from the hammer section at the Walmart. Starts smashing away, and it was a smash and grab, but that's what they call it. But it was for Walmart jewelry. He didn't go to a fancy jewelry store. He didn't go to the mall and hit K. He went to Walmart. Did that smash and grab thing. Walmart had to close because of all the glass everywhere. And also the sad thing that the staff was horrified about an actual smash and grab at the Walmart. That jewelry case at Walmart, I'm going to give you a tip. That jewelry case at Walmart, I'll give you a little tip. You think that jewelry's worth anything? Move along, because it ain't. You can steal Pop-Tarts with more value on the black market than jewelry at Walmart. Sad but true. For the people of Walmart, it's Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
Oh, it's so exciting to hear Velo, and he's our correspondent at Coachella. Very grateful to all of his contributions to this giant network radio show, which is how long? How many hours? It's 3 hours long. 3 hours long every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Coast time at KFBK in Sacramento. Terry, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Well, I'm excited to speak to you. Is your radio on? Turn it off. People have been saying that since 1957, okay? So, right, what's up, Aaron. Terry?
Hey, I'm glad to hear that teacher is okay. At least not me, okay, but he didn't die from getting shot by a six-year-old. That's crazy. But, as far as I know, six-year-olds really can't get to school independently, can they? You know, so somebody has to take that kid to school and dress that, make sure the kid gets out. How do you allow a kid 6 years old to bring a gun to school? You're not paying attention to it. You can't be paying attention.
Terry, that
child,
is the, that, no. The one thing you said that I've never heard anyone else say, and it's so obvious and brilliant, which is somebody had to dress that child and somebody had to take the kid to school when they're
exactly.
Six. Somebody
hugged that child before he went to school. The parent has to, really pay attention to their child. You dress them, hug them, and make sure that they're, get school safely now.
Make sure they dress them, hug them, and make sure they aren't armed.
Exactly. Pat them down.
Pat down those kids.
It's just, all right. How do you not pay attention to what a six-year-old is doing?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Now, Terry, because you made such a good observation, I'm going to give you a chance to win the most valuable thing in our culture today, a dozen eggs. All you have to do is identify these three songs. Terry, listening on KFBK, Bill White's radio station, name those three songs for a dozen eggs.